You might want to carry a little extra cash these days because the Red Kettle campaign is underway at 22 locations throughout Abilene. Salvation Army bell ringers are collecting donations in their bright red kettles. KACU's Joy Banala has more on how those funds are used.
By now, you've certainly noticed representatives from the Salvation Army set up around town. Even if your eyes missed them, your ears would not. Bells are ringing at the entrances of your neighborhood grocery store and pharmacy.
The money that comes in from the wonderful people of Abilene really provides those services that we can do for the public. We help with rent, we help with clothing, we help with food, and we do a lot of things.
Shelley Futrell is the Public Relations and Community Development Director for the Salvation Army in Abilene. She says most people don't realize that the money collected this month actually funds the program year-round. This year's goal is $125,000. That money supports the feeding program, drug rehabilitation center, and kids camps.
Last year we hit, 84,000. That was not enough for us to get through the year and provide what we provide. We kept providing it, but lots of other things got pinchy.
The Salvation Army in Abilene serves Taylor County and the seven surrounding counties. People like Eugene Brady depend on the local resource for food and shelter.
Probably 15 or 20 years I've been coming in and out, eating, staying there when I had to and stuff like that, and coming back and staying there longer. And then I got the job working for them, and then I've been there every year.
Brady is homeless. He's 58 years old, and he says working as a bell ringer is a benefit to him as well as the campaign. His earnings help him prepare for the coming year. But he also just enjoys being out, wishing others a Merry Christmas.
We have some really good bell ringers this season. They're very happy. They will talk to people. They smile. And we always tell them, you know, that may be the only smile that person gets that day or for the week.
Futrell says the bell ringers stay positive despite working long hours in cold weather.
People think, what could be hard about ringing a bell? When you do it for 10 hours or 8 hours or even 3 hours, it's long hours. It feels for like forever sometimes.
She's especially grateful for volunteers who give their time and effort with no expectations of pay.
It's fun. I mean, there's something about doing for somebody else that is a joy. I mean, it does something for you.
That's David Perkins. He works full-time at Hendrick Home for Children, then devotes his evenings to volunteering for the campaign. He returns year after year to volunteer.
Being from Hendrick Home for Children, I know what people in our community do for us, and I wanted to help somebody else and set an example for our kids at Hendrick Home about service, and I love doing this, and I love the Salvation Army.
The Red Kettle campaign continues until Christmas Eve. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.